Sports with best-selling author this week, Don Yeager. This week on the Tech of Sports, best-selling author Don Yeager. And just want to let you know that Modern Life mobile apps are a great way to receive our shows and our content on your smart devices. Go to TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and get all your favorite shows all ready to go. The Tech of Sports, proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. And the Tech of Sports, of course, is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. A pre-recorded interview this week with best-selling author Don Yeager. Fantastic interview. He's authored 25 books, Walter Payton's autobiography, other ones with Warwick Dunn, Warren Moon, Tug McGraw. The list goes on and on. John Wooden, his John Wooden book is legendary, and he's the host of a new digital learning course, focuses on John Wooden's Pyramid of Success. It's a 10-module set. It's called Coach John Wooden's Pyramid of Success. We'll put the links and everything in the show notes, and just a way where Coach Wooden's teachings, philosophies, and wisdom live on through the people that knew him the best, and Don Yeager was one of them. So here's Don Yeager, great interview, and great to talk to Don. And we're joined by Don Yeager, and we just want to thank Don for taking time out of his hectic schedule for joining us on the Tech of Sports this week, Don. And I know what we're going to talk about today is something close and dear to your heart, so thanks for coming on.
What an honor, Rick. Thank you.
Honor to talk to you, and the power of mentoring, the game plan for life. That was your book, John Wooden, a friendship that you had with him that has to be something special, and now that comes today to a Success Academy and the 10-module course on his Pyramid of Success. Just kind of take people through maybe a little about your relationship with Coach Wooden and where we are today with the Pyramid of Success 10-module course.
Sure, thank you. So, my relationship with Coach actually began back in the late 90s. I was a writer at Sports Illustrated, and I'd heard that Coach was mentoring a pretty famous college, pretty famous NBA basketball player, and I was intrigued by that because he was 88 at the time. The player was young and superstar, and I thought, gosh, what could the two of them have in common? And I asked if I could sit through one of their sessions, and they let me. And at the end, I asked Coach Wooden, I said, Coach, this was incredible. Like, I learned a lot about how to teach others to get the most of themselves just by sitting here today. And how does somebody become mentored by somebody like you? Like, you're so incredible. And Coach Wooden looked at me and he said, you asked. I said, how many people ask? And he said, not as many as you might think. And it really became this really big aha moment for me that if we want to go out and find people to learn from, we have to ask, right? We have to be invested in ourselves to go find those people that can teach us and grow with us. And so Coach Wooden became my mentor. And for the next 12 years, every other month, I flew to California for a day with John Wooden. And toward the end of that time, we did a book. And the book was about, you mentioned it, The Game Plan for Life. And the book was about the first half of it with seven mentors of his life, seven people who made John Wooden who he was. And what struck me was that two of those people were people he never met. And it was Abraham Lincoln and Mother Teresa. But you argue you can be mentored by people you don't ever meet just by studying them, by learning as much as you can from them. So Coach Wooden passed 6 years ago, but when Success Academy came to me about a year ago and said, we'd love to teach others the success lessons that John Wooden taught you and taught so many, would you be willing to help? I jumped right in because I learned so much from him about how to be successful, about how to work at myself, that I was honored when I got a chance to be part of their sharing some of that with others.
I think it's great, and this is a kind of a way of giving back the Wooden family and yourself, and his teachings are very relevant today in the time we live in. They carry on throughout your whole life, and maybe one of the underlying themes is when you look at what he did and how he did it. It was really doing things maybe the simple way or kind of logical if you think about it. And like you said, study other people, what they're doing right. And maybe that's something that's missing today in what we have going on with, the world or politics or our busy lives. So there's really something we all can get from this.
Well, with that question, I think one of the big takeaways there is that you're right. You hit it on the head. John Wooden coached simplicity, right? That's what he believed. That's the best way to lead. And he said, in a world that's become all too complicated, and that where there's just a million things pulling at you, if you can study simplicity and master it, you can be successful. And but too often we have too many leaders out there who have some 81-step plan to success or whatever it is, because they think, you know, that they have to make it complicated in order to make it theirs. And John Wooden said, no, I just want to make it simple.
Yeah, the way he mentored in his pyramid is really simple. And now we're going to put the link in the show notes and on my site for the 10-module course, John Wooden's Pyramid of Success. And I think it makes a great gift here at the end of the year, or maybe for somebody that's looking to start anew in 2017. This would be a great way to do that, right, Don?
Totally agree. Totally. I was honored, obviously, to be asked to be the host of this program. And so I'm kind of the glue that holds the different modules together. And even though I felt like I knew so much about Coach from my time with them, there was just so much I learned, even in the process of building it. It was powerful.
Yeah, we're constantly learning, and when you think you know it all, then that's when you're going to get into trouble, I think. So we're with Don Yeager. Don Yeager, he's got a great perspective on what Coach Wooden has taught, and he spent a lot of time with him in the modules, 10 modules that are out now from the Wooden family and himself are a great investment probably in your lives. So Don Yeager, he's the best-selling author of many books, about 25 books. And Don, do you ever, off the John Wooden topic for a second, but do you ever sit back and think about how lucky you were to work with so many of the great individuals in sports and maybe out of sports for some of the books you've written?
I do all the time. I think that was, again, another lesson from Coach Wooden, not to be redundant here, but he taught me to always be grateful for my blessings and to remember that, you know, that nothing I've achieved in the past means, assures me anything in the future. So be grateful and enjoy it, right? And I have. I've been blessed and I know it. I am grateful for it all the time.
Yeah, you're looking at the people you've worked with or collaborated with on the books. Two unique and great running backs. I kind of wanted to throw out there Walter Payton, and whose life ended too soon, and Warwick Dunn, who's really kind of just getting going with what he's got going on in his life after football. So two great subjects there for books. I'm sure you enjoyed both of those.
I did. Walter actually allowed me to spend the last 10 weeks of his life with him and to write his autobiography. And he was my hero. I mean, I grew up wanting to be Walter Payton, and struggled with that on a lot of levels, not the least of which was speed and all those other things. But Walter was my hero. And so to get a chance to be involved in his life as he was fighting and ultimately losing that fight was pretty powerful. And then obviously years later, to get a chance to work with Warwick Dunn, who is just one of the most extraordinary men on our planet, another great running back, but also just really, really impactful. Sometimes you sit down and you go, gosh, if I had to make a list of all these blessings, it'd be really difficult.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to talk to you about it, but there's never going to be another Walter Payton, and it's just amazing to kind of look at what he did, where he came from, and his legend is going to live on for, just like Coach Wooden, it's going to live on forever, people trying to emulate Walter Payton.
I agree.
And a lot of Bears fans wishes he was still anchoring that backfield.
The way the Bears are playing right now, I think Walter, even if he were alive at age whatever he'd be right now, 59, I think he could anchor that backfield the way they're playing right now.
I hear about it every weekend, Don, because my wife's a Bears fan. So poor her. But a couple of the other interesting people you've had a chance to work with, maybe an NFL player, a football player that maybe still to this day hasn't got his due for what he accomplished and how he did it. Warren Moon is a very interesting individual, a very interesting athlete, and kind of give us a little synopsis there on your work with Warren Moon.
You know, Warren just been inducted in the Hall of Fame when I was asked to be the writer of his book. And so, yeah, the ability to appreciate, I mean, you know, that window of time, think about it, right? The two of the best quarterbacks coming out of big college football back in the 70s were Warren Moon at the University of Washington and Tony Dungy at the University of Minnesota.
Yeah.
And they told both of them, basically, if you want to play in the NFL, you got to move to another position. And Warren Moon said, screw that, I'm going to go to Canada. And he lit Canada up on fire. for years before he came to the NFL. And Tony Dungy moved to another position, went to the Pittsburgh Steelers and became a defensive back and ultimately one of the greatest coaches of all time. So interesting, you know, again, you think today, and you go, gosh, nobody would ever say that to a player today, that we don't have black quarterbacks. You would never say that today.
Right.
But just in our lifetime, that was a reality.
Right. I mean, Doug Williams
was forced to make a choice.
Sure. Doug Williams maybe kind of broke the barrier a little bit, but Warren Moon really did it his own quiet way. And I think he opened the doors for dozens and hundreds of other athletes. So I don't know if he realizes it or not. He's a smart guy, but just really an important figure in professional sports.
Yes, he was. And is.
Yeah, and maybe going the other end of the spectrum, you also collaborated with Tug McGraw. Lots of interesting stories from him, and then you know, off kind of his family. But fun guy to deal with, and just kind of a fun time you had with that.
Yeah, he was the best. I mean, after I wrote Walter's book and Walter passed, I wasn't trying to do another book because I'm so impacted by getting emotionally invested in somebody and then, you know, losing them as happened with Walter. And so it was 5 years till I wrote another book. And the next time I wrote a book was with Tug McGraw. And it was when his family reached out and encouraged me that, they were dealing with some of the same things that Walter Payton's family were dealing with. Tug was diagnosed with a brain tumor. He was dying. They wanted to tell a story in the right way. And they asked me if I'd do it. And so I went back to back on books with people who passed away while writing them, and that was really difficult. But really, incredible gifts to get to work. We need to work with people when they're their most vulnerable. In that case, that's what they were.
Yeah,
that was pretty awesome.
It's rewarding on so many levels, and you've had a chance to live it a few times. And kind of a newish book you had come out, The Great Team, 16 Things High-Performing Organizations Do Differently. Talked about the differences, but is there kind of one underlying little theme or message you were able to kind of decipher out of that?
Yeah, I would tell you the number one thing that came up when I asked these great team builders, how do you build an organization that wins year in and year out? The number one answer was that the best teams understand their why. They have a sense of purpose. They know who they're in service of, right? And they know why what they do matters. And if you can answer those kind of questions within your team, you have the opportunity to be successful. If you can't, and the truth is most teams can't, right? You find that you might be struggling.
Some teams have consistent success. Some teams continue to struggle. Have you mailed a copy of that book to anyone in the Cleveland Browns organization? Since I know a lot of people from Ohio, so
I have not. But I hope someone's purchased it. Let's go there.
But in a case like that, is some of it bad luck, or is it because the preparation or the organization is like it is? That's why they maybe have the bad luck. Is there something related there?
So I'm one of those. I don't believe in bad luck, right? I don't think that's a thing. I think it's cultural, and I think you create it and I think, you know, winning is a habit, and losing is too. And I think sometimes you can start creating the habit of losing, and in its own way, it almost becomes acceptable. And I think that's what you find in some organizations.
Absolutely. And there's a whole crop of new stars and young athletes out there now, Don, and I cover them and I talk with them and I follow it all. The one, whether you're looking at golf, all the young guns in golf or baseball or how young some of the new stars in tennis are or other sports, why are the young athletes now appearing to be so, I use the word fearless. Is it because of social media and all in the era we live in where you're kind of closer to these athletes than the greats than ever before, that these guys come out more prepared, or they don't fear failure.
I would argue that you're less close to them because of social media. I think people perceive they are closer to them because of all of this. But the truth is, you know, I think you're actually less close to many of them because of all of that. I think that, you know, where, gosh, back in the day, right? I mean, NFL football players had to work jobs in the off season. You know, they were working at the bank. They were doing other things. They weren't just, they weren't making so much money that they could just focus on football. So I think that the reason that there's a crop of so many athletes that have I'm not sure if they're all truly fearless or if what they really are is they have an air about them because of what they've been able to because what the world has told them, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they're. I think fearless is when you truly don't pay attention to what others say. And when you're caught up in social media, you're the only reason you get caught up in this is because they worry about what other people say, right?
Well, I'd kind of beg to differ with you a little bit. I can see what you're saying. I think when they had to work regular jobs or they were just normal people, they were coming into contact with a small amount of people. Social media lets them come into contact with millions and millions of people that think they know them. So it kind of gives the appearance of you know who these people are, even though you really don't. So you can look at it different.
How many people are vulnerable in social media?
Oh, everybody.
That's the thing that's always tricky. But I mean, I don't mean vulnerable too. I mean vulnerable on. Like, do you sit and really kind of explain, you know, your. I don't think that most people kind of availing themselves to others that they're what they're challenged with. You know, they're by and large most people kind of are busy reminding people how exceptional they are on social media is what I see.
Yeah,
and a lot of what I read.
I'm guilty sometimes. So.
Yeah, and we all are. I mean, you know, truth is, you know, you're struggling with your child. You're not talking about that on social media, right? You're struggling in your marriage. You're not talking about that. You're talking about, how hard your workout was today. I think that part of the reason that you have this, to back to the question, you know, this fearless generation just really is that I think that sports culturally are just there's so much more associated with it than there ever has been, and I think many of them have been told. I mean, from a very young age, they've been told how special they are.
Yeah,
I think that gives people a sense of knowing that, you know, like I can't be beaten because I've kind of been told for many years I can't be beaten. If that makes sense.
No. Makes perfect sense, but it helps build confidence, but that can lead to other problems as well. So
we're
wrapping up here with Don Yeager, best-selling author, just has a great outlook on things. And I don't think John Wooden was fearless, and you won't be fearless by getting involved with the 10-module course, Coach John Wooden's Pyramid of Success, but it can help you solve some of your problems, maybe some of your issues, and better yourself heading into the new year.
Yeah, I totally believe that. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'd be remiss, Don, last thing, if I didn't ask you about, because of, you know, digital books, digital publishing now, the world of, I've written two books, the world of book selling, book publishing has changed so much. Has it changed for the better that more people now can access these things, or it's easy to carry a bunch of books around at one time, or has it hurt the industry where maybe it can't get back?
Yeah, it's interesting because I've kind of gone both ways on this.
Yeah, me too.
In the past, I used to think, oh, it's bad, right? But then I would look at statements and see how many people purchased the book in e-fashion, right, in electronic fashion. And what I started to ask myself was, how many of those people would have paid $25 for this book and carried it around as opposed to, and so now, I guess my big question is, and I don't know enough about it, but I wonder all the time, are we being exposed to more people because it's easier and it's less expensive for the marketplace? And I think that's the case.
Yeah.
When I look at the numbers of, you know, my books that are being sold electronically, I'm realizing there are probably a lot of those people who are doing it that way that would never have walked to a store and purchased the book.
I think so, too. And, you know, as times change, the authors, the publishing houses, they've had to change along with it. It's given people that maybe wouldn't have written a book a voice, and there's been some success stories out of that as well. So I think there is some good, and there is some negative with it, too, as far as how it's impacted some people. But we got to roll with the times, and as things change, we have to change and adapt to it as well.
Absolutely.
Just as Coach Wooden did. And Don, thanks for coming on. We're going to put all the links to everything in the show notes and on the web here. And if people wanted to follow anything else you have going on, what would be the best course for that?
My website is donyager.com, donyager.com. And we'd love to stay engaged with any of our listeners.
That's great. It's a passionate sports tech and sports business audience out there that I deal with, and appreciate you coming on, sharing some of your story, sharing some of the tales of Coach Wooden, and we wish you a happy holidays and a happy new year as we approach that.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you.
Our thanks for Don Yeager for coming on the Tech of Sports this week. Great catching up with him, and great to hear all that he's got going on. Just a he's a fantastic person to talk to sports about, and motivation, team building, all sorts of things. You can learn a lot from Don, and of course the Success Academy's John Wooden, Coach John Wooden's Pyramid of Success. You can check that out. So great to have Don on to talk about that. Don's books, of course, are all available on Amazon. You can use the affiliate link here at the studio, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon, for any and all of your shopping needs here this holiday season. Many other shows on the Modern Life Podcast Network. Go over to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Thanks for Don for coming on. You've been listening to the Tech of Sports, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.